Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thanks again for staying with us. Now, I spoke to you earlier about a protest that we saw on social media. Images of really naked protesters, really, really unhappy with the Department of Health. This was happening outside. They were camping outside the Department of Health in Johannesburg. About 60 of them who decided to have a naked protest. On the line with us is Andries Ponsani. I hope I've got that right on my screen. South African Cleaners Security and Allied Workers Union, a Secretary General there. Thank you very much for making time, Andries. Good evening and welcome.
Yeah, good evening, Kaya FM and your listeners.
All right. Is it Ntate Ponsani?
Putsani, yes.
Putsani. All right. All right. Thanks very much for that clarity. Ntate, just give me a sense of what happened. What is the protest about?
Yeah, ma'am, I think the protest of workers is all about exploitation of security officers and abuse of our brothers and sisters by the service providers, by the middlemen. That is the main reason why members decided to camp outside the Department of Health.
So the middlemen in this instance are the ones that actually hire the security company and obviously are a service provider to the Department of Health.
Yes, okay. The middleman is a service provider, yeah, that is contracted to the Department of Health.
Yes. What has happened between, how did the breakdown happen that the actual employees could not speak directly to the service provider?
Ma'am, the reason is because of they are doing as they wish, This service provider, they don't have a control. There is no one who's controlling them. If they want to pay you after 65 days, they can do that. Mm-hmm. If they don't want to pay your provident fund to the provident fund, they can easily do that. Mm-hmm. If your UIF, they don't want to pay to the UIF department, they can easily do that, because the Department of Health failed, to control these service providers. That is why it's a union. We have decided and encouraged our members that we must strive for insourcing and then absorption of security officers and cleaners in our country. The reason why members are being underpaid by this private security company, Provident Fund is deducted but it's not being paid. The fund, UIF, etc. Premium allowance that was paid to service providers in order to be paid to members was not being paid since 2020 until 2022. For an example, why we are saying the Department of Health or service providers are exploiting security officers. Mm-hmm. In West Rand, Mohale City, security officers were employed, as volunteers, and then being paid a stipend of 4.5 for 5 years. Without bonus, without leave, without nothing. You work Sunday, you don't receive Sunday allowance, public holiday, you don't receive that.
So, Mr. Pazani, let me just ask you, in this instance that you're referring to now, were those people employed by the department directly?
They were employed by the department directly. These members were given personal numbers, you understand? Mm. But at the end of the day, members were paid 4.5. And then we wanted to find out, we write a letter to the MEC, or can we give us a clarity on whether these members are permanent employees of the Department of Health or what? But MEC, until today, she never responded to our letter.
Did they get employment letters? What was the arrangement? Did they sign?
The arrangement was that, you will be... Remember, before, these members were working for a service provider.
Yes.
Then it was converted to the Department of Health, you understand, as full-time employees for Department of Health.
Yes.
But to our surprise, we find out that our members have been paid a stipend, you understand. Mm. But when they were hired, a serial qualification were requested from the member, you understand. In other words, they were supposed to be paid according to serial rate. you know, but nothing like that had happened.
So that's very interesting, because what you're saying is that there was what was an attempt to convert these workers that were working for the service provider to move them and insource them to the department, but they found themselves in what would be a similar situation where they were not really properly compensated. What were they promised? Were they promised a particular salary?
Yes, it's like that, ma'am, but it was just in a short, period of time. And then immediately after that, you know, they will receive the correct salary, you know. But until for 5 years, you know, members won't be paid the correct salary, you understand?
I hear.
And then what is happening also in this security industry, you understand? Members' contract of employment were terminated on the 31st. Of March, and new service providers came in, and they decided to know these people were having more years in this department. You know, they must not be how can I put it? They cannot employ them. You understand? They decided to know we must employ new people, and then there was a reason why they were doing that. You know, because they want to do the same thing to rob security officers. Not to pay them according to CIRA rate, not to pay them their provident fund and whatsoever. You understand? Because they will tell members of no, you are still under probation.
So Mr. Putane, I imagine that the kind of trend that you're seeing is not only something that you see in the Department of Health, and unless if I'm wrong. And therefore, the question is, did you not think it was also necessary to raise these issues with the Department of Labor?
Ma'am, we have raised this. I think the Department of Labor is aware that security officers are being exploited. Mm. Even the government, even the president is aware about these issues, you know. But, you know, there is always corruption, you know. And then you must also understand the directors of these security companies, they belong to a political party, a certain political party, that we cannot mention their names. You understand? No. Now, it's not an easy thing to complain to the president, or maybe to the government, you know, because the government already, they are aware about the situation on the ground, you know. That is why, as a union, we are saying, members, now is the time, you must wake up and then fight for your right, you know. You must make sure that during this time, you demand your rights, you demand whatever belongs to you.
Had you engaged the Department of Health before this?
Ma'am, the reason why we are here today is because we engaged them, but they never listened to us. You know, we engaged the MEC, we handed over a memorandum, she never responded. Even the previous MEC, we handed over a memorandum, but there was no response. To understand.
Okay.
That is why, as a union, we decided to know the best way is to come outside the Department of Health until they responded to member demand.
Were you there as well, Mr. Putane?
No, I'm not. Even now, I'm here, you know. We are going to sleep here since last week, Wednesday. I'm also sleeping here with the workers.
So the decision, the naked protest decision, is that a collective decision, or was it just a part of your members who decided this is the way to go?
No, that one, ma'am, to be honest to you, it was not even a collective decision, because by that time, you know, I was also shocked to understand what is happening.
You were not part of the people in the picture?
No, I was not part of that. I understand.
I could just look for you and I'm Tate Putane and just make sure that you're not in the pictures as well, you know?
No, you'll find me not there. You understand? But to be honest...
No, it's not funny. I understand what you mean. I'm just saying, I wanted to know whether you also participated in the naked protest. Do you approve of that, by the way?
No, ma'am, I'm not approving that. Mm. But remember, if you are frustrated...
I understand, yeah.
You know, if you are abused, if you are exploited, you are doing whatever that can solve your problem. Mm. You understand? Mm. I'm not blaming people who participated on that, you understand? But I just wanted to know the cause. Why are they doing that? Yeah. And then also the government or the media must ask themselves, how can a woman do that without a reason?
Well, we have definitely reached out to the Department of Health in Gauteng. They've responded saying that they will come back to us tomorrow. So we will definitely get your response, Ntate Putsane. If possible, you can also join that conversation. But we have reached out to them. They've said they will come to us tomorrow to give us a response. You're saying you're not leaving until they respond to you.
No, definitely, ma'am. I'm not going to leave. Mm-hmm. And we are mobilizing security officers in our country, not only within the Department of Health, because this thing is not happening only at the Department of Health. All departments in our country, all departments in our provinces, members are being exploited and abused. They are not being paid in time. Can you believe it? There is another lady, she's admitted, admitted at the hospital, as I'm speaking to you now, and then she was not paid. As from the 31st of this month, you know, she phoned the company each and every day, and then the company will tell her, or no, the Department of Health, I'm still waiting for my invoices to be paid.
Really concerning. South African Cleaners Security and Allied Workers Union Secretary General there, Andres Putsane. Thank you so much for your time. We'll keep in touch and we'll obviously, as I said, make sure that the department comes on. They've promised to come on tomorrow and hopefully we'll get a way forward. Thanks very much, Mr. Putsane.
Thank you,
ma'am. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.